Mobile Bay starts its day with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings.
That's me and Dalton singing right there, ladies and gentlemen. 7:54. Look who it is.
This song does get you going. Hey, Alec Naiman with Naiman's Catering joins us for What's Cooking on this January weekend. Good morning, Alec.
Hey, good morning, guys. And, of course, I guess Happy New Year. Been a little while since I talked to
man.
You.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
It has been. Did you have a good little holiday break there with Christmas and the New Year?
Yeah, man. I got a good 4 or 5 hours sleep.
That's great. Well, yeah, I shouldn't have asked that question because it's always busy at Naiman's Catering, especially over holidays, but you keep cooking, even if there isn't a holiday in mind, and we've got a great recipe for today, or you have a great recipe for us. What are we making?
Well, I thought we'd try my roasted chicken Provençal.
Okay.
It's a nice little dish, you know, kind of a Mediterranean twist to
like
cooking some drumsticks and some thighs, you know. I like the dark meat part. You know?
I know. It's good. It can be juicy.
Yeah, well, you know, this is good. I mean, you can use a boneless chicken breast, but I actually would saute that in a skillet and then top it and finish it in the oven. But in this case, we're going to go all with the oven and everything. Get the oven on about 400 degrees, you know. And then I just take my chicken legs and my thighs, and I salt and pepper them a pretty good little bit. I get a little flour kind of in a – and I just dredge the chicken in the flour a little bit and then lay it in this pan, you know, and then I season it with the right. Well, you can use the herb to Provence because it's got everything in it. Or you can put your basil and thyme and garlic and all that on it. You know yourself if you don't have a have one of those blends, those Mediterranean blends,
right.
You know, with all the oregano and all that stuff. And then I just squeeze a little lemon juice, lay some lemons out in it, hit it with a whole bunch of minced garlic, you know. And all that kind of, and then right at the end, I put up a little splash of some vermouth on there, and then I just slide it in the oven. I cook it for about 20 minutes or so, and then I take and baste it a little bit, and I put it back in for about 20 minutes. You know, when it's dark meat with the bone in, it takes a good 40, 45 minutes to get them cooked all the way to the bone. But it's just delicious when you get through with it. You can serve it over a little bit of a nice rice pilaf or some kind.
Yeah.
Call that our roasted chicken Provençal.
Yeah. I call that really good.
It sounds good. I think Dan, I think he's taking notes and he's going to make this soon.
I am taking notes.
Alec, we're entering, as always, a busy time of the year. I know you'll be Senior Bowling it, like always, so looking forward to that. But Mardi Gras, right around the corner, I mean, they'll be kicking it off with the Crew de la Dauphine, not tomorrow, but I believe next Saturday, right? So it's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's all happening. We actually got a little something this weekend, a little Mardi Gras ball this weekend, so it's really kicking off now. And of course, as we get into the next 3 weeks, Senior Bowl week and everything, that'll be great. And there's some Mardi Gras going on the same day as the Senior Bowl, so that's always good. And of course, that was a great game last night.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, wished Ole Miss could have pulled it off. I'd like to see the SEC taking control of things, you know, but besides Mardi Gras and Senior Bowl, we got corporate lunches and breakfasts we like to bring to your office and take care of your office meetings and just a little breakfast treat if you want to feed your employees, stuff like that. We got weddings going on. Of course, we'll be doing Valentine's, and next thing you know, it'll be St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. So all you got to do is call us at 473-3900. You can look us up on the web at namenscatering.com. You can follow us on like all that Instagram and Facebook stuff and all that kind of stuff. And my Jags play tomorrow night. We're looking pretty good. We got a chance. So I'm going to tell you, go Jags.
Yeah, he's ready for the Hoop Jags now. I think they had an injury that set him back a little bit, but
they've been playing well.
They have been, yeah. Thank you, Alec. Alec Naiman, Naiman's Catering.
7:58, coming back, get into some news, and then Stan Foster and Donna Hall of Wet Willie and the Alabama Troubadours, they'll join us after 8:30.